Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Lemonchick. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell takes first base on ball four. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball four. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians one, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez takes first base on ball four. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Velez moves to second. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a fly ball towards left. Grubb catches it and throws to second to double up Velez. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti. Manning reaches second base with a double. Norris goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cerrone for a passed ball. Manning moves to third. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Velez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, McKay applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-1 in the game. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Waits covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemonchick fires over to first and Ault drops the ball. That's an error on Ault. Manning moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gomez moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. Gomez moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Velez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 2 in the game. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 3 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gomez bunts, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Bosetti strikes out. Alexander drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bosetti out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Velez. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Cardi moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. John Mayberry pinch hits for Doug Ault. Willie Upshaw pinch runs for Rico Cardi. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Toronto Blue Jays, 0. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.